Have you ever felt unworthy of God? You know, this sense that surely God wouldn't come after me. Jesus wouldn't even bother with me. If you've had that thing nagging away in the background, then today's message is definitely for you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Back in the day, did Jesus hang out with the well-to-do religious leaders or the political power brokers in Jerusalem? No. He kept the company of some pretty shady characters: tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners, the lot of them. And didn't the pious, self-righteous religious leaders give him a hard time over that? He stopped by the house of Zacchaeus in Jericho. Now, young Zac, being a tax collector, was despised by the Jews. He was dishonest, he extorted money from his fellow countrymen, and he collaborated with the occupying Romans. What's not to hate about Zacchaeus? Yet Jesus goes to his place for dinner with all his tax collecting mates. Not surprisingly, the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, well, they had a field day. They were scathing. And why wouldn't they be? In their shoes, I suspect you and I would probably have said similar things. What was Jesus thinking hanging out with those traitors? Well, here's how Jesus responded. Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. Today is the day for this family to be saved from sin. Yes, even this tax collector is one of God's chosen people. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them. Think about this. Jesus knew what criticism he'd cop from the establishment, and yet despite that, perhaps because of it, he deliberately went and had dinner in this den of robbers. He deliberately sought them out, went after them, in order to save them from themselves. And friend, he's still in that business. He's still doing that today. In fact, maybe, just maybe, that's what he's doing with you right now. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The problem that Zacchaeus and his friends had is that the desire for money was destroying their lives. Yet Jesus came to set them free. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Money Matters, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.